Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, it is Friday, June the 25th, 2021. We made it through another week. Praise the Lord. God bless you. May you have a great weekend this weekend. I want to say that Denise Giss, she is recovering from her surgery. She is up and walking now in rehab. Shirley Willis is at home, and her brother Elder Ronnie and Ayana. They are all recovering and doing well. Praise the Lord. Amen. My topic today, what is excellence? Coming from the book of Psalms, Psalms 8, 1 through 4. And it reads, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of the children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? Psalms 8, 1 through 4, NIV version or the King James version. You know, it is easy to get bogged down in the mirror of daily living, isn't it? Sometimes this world makes us so negative, hurried, and downtrodden, we even forget about God and how deeply we are cherished by Him. Yet, Philippians 4:8 tells us, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if everything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. God has provided us with many things to think about that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable and excellent and praiseworthy. We have the blessing of family and friends, good work with divine purpose, as well as the vast wonderment of His creation. And, of course, most excellent of all, we have Christ's mercy and grace. Lord, I thank you for providing so many excellent things to think on, and continue thinking on good and excellent things. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And that is my word for today, Friday, June 25th, 2021. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed weekend. Still remember that we are still COVID state, and we have a Delta deviant of that COVID virus. So please continue to be safe. Wear your mask, sanitize your hands, 6 feet apart. Be safe. Just be safe. Use good judgment. And let God be your guidance. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend again. And I'm Sister Faye, Evangelist Faye. God bless you. And I'll have another word of encouragement on Monday. Amen. Amen.